The Gospel tonight is taken from the 7th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, and you may go ahead and be seated. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought in an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind Jesus at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now which of them would love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with Jesus began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the gospel of the Lord. Tonight I have a story, but one good story deserves another. So, and I love children's books. And this children's book is worthy of being enjoyed. So I want to share that with you tonight. And I'm going to hold up the pictures so you can actually see the pictures. And it's a beautiful story that is written by Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Douglas Carlton Abrams. That is a story about reconciliation, compassion, and forgiveness. "Dear child of God, what do you dream about? What do you dream about in your loveliest of dreams? Do you dream about flying high or rainbows reaching across the sky? Do you dream about being free to do what your heart desires, or about being treated like a full person, no matter how young or how old you might be? Do you know what God dreams about? If you close your eyes and look with your heart, I am sure, dear child, that you will find out. God's dreams are about people sharing. God dreams about people caring. God dreams that we reach out and hold one another's hands and play one another's games and laugh with one another's hearts. But God does not force us to be friends or to love one another. Dear child of God, it does happen that we get angry and hurt one another. Soon, we will start to feel sad and so very alone. Sometimes we cry, and God cries with us. But when we say we're sorry and forgive one another, we wipe away our tears and God's tears too. Each of us carries a piece of God's heart within us. And when we love one another, the pieces of God's heart are made whole. I like that picture a lot. God dreams that every one of us will see that we are all brothers and sisters. Yes, even you and me, even if we have different mommies and daddies or live in a faraway different lands. Even if we speak different languages or have different ways of talking to God. Even if we have different eyes or different skin. Even if you are taller than I am, or taller and I am smaller, even if your nose is little and mine is large. Dear child of God, do you know how to make God's dreams come true? It's really quite easy. As easy as sharing, loving, caring. As easy as holding, playing, laughing. It's as easy as knowing we are family. Because we are all God's children. Will you help God's dream come true? Let me tell you a secret. God smiles like a rainbow when you do. Truth is, we are all sinners. We are all sinners who are forgiven by God. We are all children who are forgiven of God. We are all God's children who are loved by God. In these waters of holy baptism, we are marked with the cross of Christ. And in these waters, in this cross, we are recreated. We are made new. We are a new creation. We are loved. We are forgiven. We are made whole. That is really good news for us, because we know that sometimes we fail one another. Sometimes we fail God. And yet God loves us. God is always with us. And we are always God's children. Tonight, I'd like to invite you to the font to be marked with that cross of Christ. To remember again that you are loved and that you are forgiven. I invite you to the cross to take some time to pray. To pray however you need to pray. To be reminded that we are all God's children. That we are all loved. And that we are forgiven. Amen. Please come and receive the gift of forgiveness. Please share in the gift of prayer.